This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, I answer a question on spousal benefit reduction, specifically for claiming early. Hi, my name is Chris Stein. I'm a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University, and welcome to This Week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. So we received the following question from one of our podcast listeners. I believe they listen to our Retirement and IRA Show podcast, so they may or may not have seen the Help with My Social Security blog. I will let them know that I'm answering their question on that blog, but the question came in, and I thought it would be valuable for others on our Social Security blog here, so I'm going to pose the question and answer it here. The question is, what is the best claiming strategy to receive the maximum amount of Social Security for my wife? I'm 7 years older than my wife. I want to delay taking my Social Security until I am 70. I will receive around $3,000 if I wait until 70. Since my wife spent 20 years raising our children, her Social Security for herself at full retirement is far less than half of mine. She will be 63 when I start claiming mine at 60 or at 70. Will the half of mine be reduced for her at 63, or is the reduction only if she claims hers? Her, referring to her own benefit. So there's two things I want to address in the blog here today. First of all, his comment about waiting until age 70 to claim that $3,000 a month. So the good news is he's created for himself through his earnings record a very high Social Security benefit, higher than average. Not only that, he is planning to claim at age 70, which will earn for him delayed retirement credits as he waits past his full retirement age to claim, growing that benefit above what he could get normally at his full retirement age, growing it to what he claims to be $3,000. Now, I don't know his age, so I can't tell you exactly what his how many delayed retirement credits he's getting to earn that $3,000, but we'll just assume he calculated that correctly. He's got his $3,000 there. Some of you out there might be saying, oh, that's crazy. Why would you wait till 70? We read about it all the time, and I read a lot on Social Security and people's opinions about Social Security, and a lot of people say, don't delay. If you check the statistics, if you check the actuarial tables, you'll find that Social Security claims, and this is true, that no matter when you claim your Social Security benefit, your lifetime benefits will be substantially similar. So there really isn't a benefit for waiting. Now, what we mean by that, what they're claiming is, if you live till average life expectancy, what we call the median life expectancy. If you live that long, it is true, whether you claim at 62, 65, 67, 70, any of those ages, if you expire at your median, at the median life expectancy in your 80s is the median life expectancy, you're going to end up getting about the same. You'll get a reduced amount over a longer period if you claim earlier. You'll get a higher amount per month, but over a shorter period if you wait. And while that is statistically or actuarially true, I'm not sure that's the way people should be thinking about this, mainly because they're ignoring another component here, a component that I think this listener caught on to and might be one of the reasons why he's choosing to delay. When you have a couple and one of them passes away, the survivor doesn't get to keep both Social Security benefits. They only get to keep one. Luckily, they get to keep the higher of the two. So they're going to be left with one. And so there's going to be a reduction of the Social Security benefit upon the passing of the first spouse. As we have seen, and if you think about it, the living expenses for that remaining, that surviving spouse, don't really drop that much. Housing expenses, energy expenses, insurance expenses, property taxes, all those kinds of things are pretty much the same whether you have two people living in a house or one person living there. So there's some small changes there. The only real changes are going to be food and medical care for that one individual who's now gone. You won't have those expenses. But if you ask around, anybody who's lost a spouse in retirement age, find out exactly how much their expenses have really dropped. It's a little bit, but it certainly is not in half, and certainly is not nearly as much as you're going to lose in the loss of one of the Social Security benefits from the two spouses. For this reason, when you're considering whether you should claim early, at full retirement age, or delay, like this person is talking about, please take into consideration the survivor benefit going to be left for the surviving spouse. Make sure that you are not shortchanging that spouse, because the last thing that you want to happen is you leave this earth, leaving behind a spouse who is going to have emotional trauma from that loss, and then also couple that with financial hardship because the remaining Social Security benefit really hampers their lifestyle. So make sure that that survivor benefit is substantial. And the best way to do that is to have the high earner, one of the two, not both spouses. There's rare cases. It's actually generally not encouraged for both spouses to wait to 70. But just the high earner, wait until age 70 in order to maximize that one benefit that will be left for the survivor. Whichever one it is, right? Whichever spouse ends up alone, they get that higher benefit. So I applaud this person for having the goal of waiting till age 70. I realize some people can't. There's other circumstances. The analysis of when you should claim is above and beyond these two, but it is certainly not as simple as, gee, I'm going to look just at my own benefit, and I may as well take it now at 62 while I'm young and I can enjoy it. You might be setting up a tremendous burden for your surviving spouse later on in life making that choice. So make sure you consider that. So that's the first thing I wanted to mention. Secondly, I'll attack the true question he's getting at is, will his wife experience a reduction in her spousal benefit if she claims at age 63? And the answer is yes, she will. Whenever you claim a retirement or spousal benefit prior to your full retirement age, and there are other benefits from Social Security that aren't reduced when you claim them early, but those aren't part of this post today. I have talked about them on other blog posts on helpwithmysocialsecurity.com here, but this one today is simply a spousal benefit question. Spousal and retirement benefits are always reduced if you claim prior to your own full retirement age. Now, I don't know her full retirement age because they didn't tell me, the author of this question did not reveal their current ages. With that, I could have figured it out. But I know it's going to be somewhere between 66 and 67. So let's assume it's 67. If it's 67 and she claims at 63, she's claiming a full 4 years before her full retirement age. He, remember, is going to be 70, so he has no issues with reduction. He's actually earned an increase by delaying. But she is going to be claiming 4 years early. Well, the reduction for spousal benefits, and this is for spousal benefits, the calculation is a little different than it is for retirement benefits. Same effect occurs with retirement benefits, but the reduction percentages are a bit different. So spousal benefits specifically that we're talking about today are reduced by, believe it or not, this strange number, 25/36 of 1% per month for up to 3 months. I'm sorry, 36 months, which is 3 years. What they did there is they figured out what's the monthly reduction calculation we have to use so that if a person claims 3 years early, they get a 25% reduction. So 3 years of the four creates a 25% reduction. Then any months after that, so or in addition to the 3 years being early, any months more than the 36, the reduction is 5/12 of 1% per month. In other words, 5% per year. They just have got a way to figure it out by the month. So for her to claim, and let's assume it's exactly 4 years early or 48 months early, her reduction is going to be 30%. She's going to get 30% less than she would have in a spousal benefit if she waited to full retirement age. So what would she have gotten at full retirement age? Let's do a little figuring here. If his benefit is $3,000 at age 70, his full retirement age benefit, what we call the PIA, primary insurance amount, is going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $2,300. I don't know for sure, again, because they didn't tell me their current ages. So let's just go with the assumption that his full retirement age benefit is $2,300. That's the number that determines her spousal benefit, not the $3,000. The $3,000, that growth, that increase doesn't affect the spousal benefit. So we start with that $2,300. She gets half of that amount, $1,150 per month, if she waited until her full retirement age, which I told you earlier we're going to assume is age 67. So she would get $1,150 only if, which is half of his PIA, only if she waited till her full retirement age. But she's going to claim 4 years early in his scenario. So we just discovered a moment ago that that reduction is 30%. So she's going to get 30% less than that, or $805 per month. So instead of $1,150, she's going to get $805. Permanently reduced. So it's not like when she reaches her full retirement age, it then grows again. She could get cost of living adjustments, but her benefit will always be reduced by 30% because she's claiming 4 years early. So that's the bad news for him. If she starts at 63, when he reaches age 70, she'll get the reduction. If she wants to maximize her benefit, she'd have to wait until she gets to 67 in my scenario, assuming that's her full retirement age. Whether she should do that or not just kind of depends a lot on if they need the money, what her life expectancy and health situation is, what his health situation is. I would say it's pretty common for a couple of their situation to turn on her spousal benefit, even though it's reduced, to turn it on when he reaches age 70, because likely the two of them will be retired. He'll be retired, not working. She, even though she's only 63, might want to spend time with him in retirement and will have retired at that point, and maybe they need the income. So they're going to get the extra $850 per month instead of waiting for $1,150. It all just depends on their particular situation, but the one thing is true, that it will be reduced by 30% because she's claiming early. Good news is they will have created that $3,000 benefit by him waiting to 70. Either spouse that passes, all that goes away is the $850. The $3,000 remains, helping to cover those living expenses for the survivor. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back with you next week with a brand new blog post.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a one-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples, and we'll provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA/SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.